So we're mamish just a few days away from Tisha B'Av, in the middle of the 9 days, and it's obviously incumbent upon each and every one of us to be preparing for Tisha B'Av. And that means to start, if we haven't yet, understanding what Tisha B'Av is all about. And hopefully we've all started on some level, and we've learned together about the 3 weeks and about the 9 days. But we have to understand what the avelus of Tisha B'Av is all about. And Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, through learning about Tisha B'Av, and specifically I want to talk about this year's Tisha B'Av, so hopefully this will all be a schus that we won't have to commemorate Tisha B'Av. We're still a few days before Tisha B'Av. And Chazal teach us, as Gemara in Tainis, Kol HaMizavel al Yerushalayim, Zoche V'Roa B'Simchasa, that if we have Avelus in Yerushalayim, and we've had Avelus already these last few weeks, we started Shabbat HaBetamas, and we fasted, and we had the lachos of the 3 weeks, and we've had the lachos of the 9 days, hopefully that should be enough Avelus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at us and say, through that Avelus, Zoche V'Roa B'Simchasa. And just like this year, as we're going to talk about in a moment, there won't be Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av. Right, as you all know, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos this year. So Mirat Hashem, that's a Simen Toif. And just like we're not going to have Tisha B'Av this year on Tisha B'Av, hopefully that means we won't have Tisha B'Av at all. As far as being a day of difficulty, and it'll be a day of Moed, as we know we call Tisha B'Av a Moed. Karle Moed. It's called a Moed. And Mirat Hashem, it will be this year, we'll be dancing in Shlaimer Kodesh B'Mher V'Meinu, and the S'chus of all this Torah, hopefully will bring us there, B'Kar of Mamish. So we have to understand Tisha B'Av. You see, Tisha B'Av is different than any other fast day of the entire year. Now, when we analyze the fast days of the year, when we analyze the Tanesim, first of all, Yom Kippur stands alone. Yom Kippur stands alone, as hopefully you all know, Yom Kippur is the only fast day that is Midaraisa. The only fast day that's found in the Torah itself is Yom Kippur. Every other fast day, Tzum Gedali, Shavuot Betamid, Asar Beteves, Tisha B'Av, Tainis Esther, every other fast day is Midrabanan. So by definition, Yom Kippur stands alone. Yom Kippur also, in no way, is remembering any tragedy, any difficulty. Yom Kippur is a day that we're supposed to be angelic. Yom Kippur is a day that we try to be as close to a malach as possible. And therefore, we, in a certain sense, don't need the physical. So we don't eat, not because we're sad, not because we're down and out, not because we're trying to feel avelus at any level, but we're trying to be as pure, as kadosh, as holy, as spiritual as possible. So Yom Kippur stands alone. Tainis Esther actually stands alone as well, because Tainis Esther is actually not even a fast day commemorating any difficulty. Nothing sad happened. Tainis Esther is a celebration that we fasted, and based on those tefillos, we fought a war and we were successful. And it's remembering that when we fast and we daven, Hashem remembers our tefillos. So Tainis Esther is could be coined as a happy fast day, in a certain sense. Now Tisha B'Av is linked, obviously, to other fast days. Shivas Betamas, Asar Beteves, are fast days that definitely connect to Churban, connect to destruction. But all other fast days that are connecting to destruction, in a certain sense, are commemorating something that occurred in the past. And through that tainus, helping us and inspiring us to do tshuva. Tisha B'Av is different. In the sense that on Tisha B'Av, we're supposed to literally feel the mace in front of us. As miso muto lefanav. On Tisha B'Av, it's not just remembering the past and realizing that we have tshuva to be done like other fast days, but it's literally feeling the pain, feeling the suffering, feeling the avelus. And that's why there are so many more halachos on Tisha B'Av. And on Tisha B'Av, we're not eating and we're not drinking. And on Tisha B'Av, like no other day in the year, we sit on the floor for the first half of the day. On Tisha B'Av, there are many halachos of being uncomfortable. The heyinuyim, the halachos, not eating, not drinking, not anointing yourself, not wearing leather shoes, not bathing or washing yourself at any level for pleasure, the halachos of a married couple, these are all to make us feel uncomfortable. But then they're added halachos. They're added. Those halachos apply to Yom Kippur as well. but in different ways, as we've just discussed and described. But on Tisha B'Av, we have halachas of sitting on the floor. On Tisha B'Av, you have halacha that you're not allowed to greet each other. All day long should be of the hardest halachas of the day. Of all the halachas of the day, the hardest one should be that it's very difficult not to greet another Jew. Not to say hello, not to say good morning, not to say how you doing. That should be the hardest halacha of Tisha B'Av. That's for another time, we're not going to discuss that now. All of these halachos, to put us in a particular bind, there's a halacha that we're not allowed to learn regular Torah in Tisha B'Av. Now, we're allowed to learn Torah that connects to Tisha B'Av, to Tanais and Tavelis. But regular Torah, most Torah, is supposed to bring us such joy, such simcha, that you can't learn that on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel the Avelis, feel the pain, feel as if we've just lost a loved one. That's how we're supposed to feel on Tisha B'Av. We're supposed to really feel down and out. With that understanding, and hopefully again, we understand, and then it will give us the inspiration to yearn then, if we really feel the tragedy, and we really feel the destruction, we really feel that we've lost something, which all these halachas that we just described put us in that mood, and then focus on Avelis, it should help us yearn for Geula and want more and do the tshuva that we need to be doing to deserve Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's the avodah of Tisha B'Av. With that being said, we have to ask the following question. We know this year, on Tisha B'Av itself, every single one of us is going to be eating, is going to be drinking. We're going to be enjoying because Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and the halach is, it should be like any other Shabbos. Eat a delicious suda. And no, there's no like, oh, eat a suda and eat less during the day. Eat as much as you want, enjoy Shabbos, oneg Shabbos, and sing the Zemiros on Shabbos. There is some debate about learning Torah, but that's already also even on Erev Tisha B'Av, there's halacha of learning, not really learning regular Torah after Chatzos, there's discussion, but many poskim actually come out, even you could learn Torah because it's Shabbos. So we're not going to have Tisha B'Av this year. Now if we're only commemorating, now again, we do push it to Sunday, that's another discussion, which by the way, there's a day in the Gemara that we shouldn't even do that. It should be uprooted completely on a year where Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. We should completely uproot Tisha B'Av, and some of you would be fans of that, I'm sure. It's not how we paskin lahalacha. But on Tisha B'Av, we eat and drink and enjoy. How could that be? If Tisha B'Av, the way we just described, is not just a commemoration of the past, of something that occurred, which I could hear then, okay, let's push that to another day to commemorate the past and feel and understand. If it's literally we're supposed to feel the pain, the suffering of what happened on this day and what is constantly happening on this day because kol dar shelo nivne beis hamikdash b'yamav kila nechrav, any generation where the beis hamikdash was not rebuilt is as if we have destroyed it. So we're re-destroying the beis hamikdash every year, us. And we're supposed to feel that and feel that pain and feel that suffering. How could I eat, even if it's Shabbos? How am I gonna bring myself to eat? If I'm supposed to really feel that, that's what I'm supposed to feel on Tisha B'Av. How could I bring myself to eat? How am I going to be able to eat? Lo aleinu, I don't want to even bring up a mashal that we shouldn't have to connect to it. But if an individual, not us, but an individual really lost, imagine, mamish, an individual lost an entire family, they're going to be able to eat on that day. If it's real pain, real suffering, even on Shabbos, how are we going to be able to eat? How are we going to be able to eat? That's question number one. Question number two, we paskin, most poskim, and how we paskin here in Kippen, is that this, usually, the avelus of Tisha B'Av, starting with the 3 weeks, continuously is intensifying. So you have the halachos of the 3 weeks, and then you have the halachos of the 9 days, and then you have something called Shavuah Shechalva. The week of Tisha B'Av itself, and that on that week, the halachos intensify even more than the 9 days. For example, some of you asked me this question this year. You know, here in camp, it's not as practical, but if you weren't in camp, you probably would have had this question to myself or some Rebbe. Are you allowed to get a manicure during the 3 weeks, 9 days? You're allowed to get a manicure. So the halacha is, actually, you're 100% allowed to get a manicure. Well, we'll assume when you get a manicure, you have your nails cut. If you're just putting on nail polish, that's definitely not a problem. But let's say you're getting a normal manicure where they're going to trim your nails as well, right? That's what happens, I'm assuming, right? Right? I have a wife, I have daughters, I know this stuff a little bit, you know? So, the halacha is during the 3 weeks, you're allowed to cut your nails. During the 9 days, you're allowed. During Shavuot Shechalbo, during the week of Tisha B'Av itself, you're not allowed to cut your nails. Because the Avelus is intensifying, and cutting your nails is taking care of yourself to make yourself look nice. And when you're really an Avel, you shouldn't be caring about that. So, when is that? The week of Tisha B'Av. However, this year, Lahalach, we don't paskin that way. We say there is no Shavuot Shechalbo. Because when are we going to commemorate Tisha B'Av? We're going to commemorate Tisha B'Av on Sunday. That's not during this week. That's the first day of the week. There's no week that Tisha B'Av falls in. There's a week. That's that one day. So on Tisha B'Av itself, you can't cut your nails. There's no time before that. There is no Shavuot Shechalbo. Those who are Svardim here, they're even more intense. Halachas usually during Shavuot Shechalbo. That doesn't apply this year. I'm not going to go into all the halacha in it right now. But the question that I'm asking you now, why is there no Shavuot Shechalbo? Meaning, really, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, which is the seventh day of the week. Shouldn't this whole week be Shavuot Shechalbo? If we really feel the pain, the suffering we're supposed to be feeling, and have Tisha B'Av the way it's supposed to be, so all week should be Shavuot Shechalbo. It should be a full week of Shavuot Shechalbo. So how could this be? What is Tisha B'Av all about this year? Why don't we have this Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? Why do we have no Shavuot Shechalbo? We don't even have on Shabbos Dvarim Shebitzina. Meaning usually the halacha is by an avel. Usually just know the halacha, you shouldn't know. But if a person's an avel and sitting shiva, so on Shabbos, bifarhesya, publicly there's no avelus. You don't have minyanim in your house and you go to shul. But bitzina, there are still certain halachos that apply to the privacy of your own home that you still have some level of avelus. So why don't we don't have that either. Why not? We don't have anything. So I want to share with you something very, very special. And I think it's a key to our avodah during these days. Because our avodah during these days, yes, it's true, is to first and foremost feel the pain and the suffering and have the avelus. But in order to what? In order to rebuild. Not to stay low. Hashem doesn't want us staying down. Halavai, we should be zochet beis hamikdash and gula shlema. But if I'm not zochet to that, even on an individual level, to go down in order to rise, in order to bring gula to myself, in order to understand what gula is, and bring a little more gula to the world. That's the avodah. So there's a Gemara in Brachos. Daf Lamed Gimel Alef. And the Gemara says, Kol Adam Sheyesh Vodeya, any individual who has das. And what does this das mean? Das, you all know, das means knowledge. But I believe it doesn't just mean knowledge. It means deep knowledge of the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life. Clarity. Understanding that the Ribbono Shel Olam is by your side. Understanding that every word you speak is being listened to by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every step you take is being watched by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every thought you think is understood by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you feel that and live that and have that das constantly. And the das, that everything you have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That you owe constant, incredible Hakar Satov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is orchestrating everything in this world. Any individual has that level of das, that level of understanding. The Gemara says, Kol Adam Sheish Bodeya, Ki'ilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav. It's as if you've rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash in your days. When you have that level of das, it's like you rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Already now, ki'ilu nivne beis mikdash b'yamav. Therefore, when does a person really deeply have that das? When does a person know that their bone shalom is by our side every moment? So all week long, sadly, we become distracted. All week long, we have all different types of responsibilities. All week long, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, created this mechanism which has a lot of good to it in a lot of ways, but so much bad. And we have our phones, and our phones bring us to all different places, and places that are not necessarily connecting us to Hashem. And we get to see every little thing going on in the world, and everything going on in the entertainment world. And sometimes they're like individuals that they know more about, I don't know, the Kardashians than they do about Miriam and Nashim Tzidkanias. Shem Yirachim. We're worried more about the world and secular society and what's going on in that world and our social life and so much else that carries us to so many places. And even in the places that are very good in our life, and we're in school and that's important, I'm in college and I have to be successful, and these are very important things, but often we lose sight through our responsibilities and through our lives, lose sight of what's MS and what's most important, and that Das Hashem. We lose sight of that and we forget about that all week long. And then comes Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us one day a week to completely refocus and just be with Hashem and be with what's important in our life and rebuild that Das. And know that all else doesn't exist and all else doesn't matter, and be one with Hashem. Every single Shabbos Kodesh. It's an incredible schus that we have this Kedushas HaZman, this holy time in our life. Even though we lost Kedushas HaMakom, even though we lost the Das of Beis HaMikdash, which we'll get to in a minute, we lost that. But we have Kedushas HaZman. We have Shabbos Kodesh. And every week, one day a week, Hashem reminds us. And the biggest bracha in our life. And therefore, when I get that Das, Kilo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, I've rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. I've rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, I'm in a state of Geula. You know, it's brought down in Svarim that, as we all know, we say it, that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. And therefore, Eliyahu Navi and can't reveal and be Mevaser Tov, and Mashiach is not going to ever come on Shabbos. You know why he's not going to come on Shabbos? Not because he can't come on his donkey on Shabbos. That's not why. It's because he doesn't need to come on Shabbos. We're already in a state of Geula. We're already in a state of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because we have that Das. And that's why right after Shabbos we start singing what? Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Tishbi. That's when we want that he should be announced now, that Mashiach should come, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Mashiach. You know when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? You know when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, by the way? What time, when during the week of the 7 days of the week? Matzei Shabbos. That's when it started being destroyed. Matzei Shabbos. You know why? Because Matzei Shabbos is the one time in the week I'm literally fully leaving Shabbos. Starting already Sunday morning, I'm already working towards Shabbos. Hayom Rishon LeShabbos. Matzei Shabbos is the one time I'm leaving Shabbos. The Maral discusses it at length. Because when I'm in Shabbos, I can't have destruction Beis HaMikdash. I'm in Beis HaMikdash. I'm in Beis HaMikdash. So now we can understand. Now we can understand with Pshat. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos Kodesh, it's not just, we asked before, how could you push it off? If it's a day where I'm supposed to feel that pain and feel the suffering, I can't push that off. How can I even bring myself to eat? And the answer is, it's not that it's Nidched Sunday. We're going to fast on Sunday if we're not Zoichel Mashiach and have that day, but maybe that's just because on the 10th the Beis HaMikdash was burning also. But I'll tell you like this, what I believe. On the 9th, the reason on this Shabbos, Kodesh, I'm going to have a regular Shabbos like any other Shabbos, and why I don't need to not eat because to feel the pain, because there is no pain. Because there is no Churban, because it's Shabbos. And when it's Shabbos, I have that Das, and I've rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. So guess what? We asked before, how do you not have a Shavuot Shechalbo if still the 9th of Av falls out during this week? You know why? Because it fell out on Shabbos, and that's the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So you have no Shavuot Shechalbo. It didn't fall on this week anymore. There is no Tisha B'Av this year. Because I have the Das of Shabbos, I have the Das of Hashem. And when I have the Das of Hashem, there is no Churban. Okay, I'm going to have it if we're not Zochim Mashiach on Sunday. Maybe that, again, that's because it was burning on the 10th, perhaps. discussed with some this morning. I want to, for some this might be a little chazara, but just to understand this in a deeper way. Chavir, you know what the first occurrence of Tisha B'Av was? The very first occurrence of Tisha B'Av, I know many of you are thinking here, it was Chet Meraglim. Because the Gemara in Tainus goes through the five terrible tragedies of Shiva. The five terrible tragedies of Tisha B'Av, and the first one on the list on Tisha B'Av is Chet Meraglim. Chassam Sofer and others bring down, there was an earlier tragedy. There was an earlier tragedy. The first occurrence that we know of that happened on Tisha B'Av, and this is going to make so much sense that it was the foundation of Tisha B'Av. The first occurrence was when Yaakov fought with the Sar Shel Esav. Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov fought with the angel of Esav, and what happened there? Which makes so much sense now. Watch, listen to this. What happened? Esav's angel damaged him, hit him in the Gid HaNasha that we're not allowed to eat till today, damaged him, yet ultimately Yaakov was victorious, right? And that laid the foundation for all of history, that there are times in the life of Bnei Yisrael, as we all are children come from Yaakov, there are times in our history that we can be damaged. And we were damaged in Spanish Inquisition, and we were damaged in Nazi Germany, and we were damaged throughout our ages at the various times up until today by our enemies. But at the same time, we're always ultimately victorious. We're all still here, that's the proof. We're all still here learning Torah. Right? So ultimately, we're going to always be victorious, which is beautiful. And that began Tisha B'Av with that fight between Yaakov and Sar Shel Esav. But through that, we could also understand the depth of what Churban is all about. Because if you look at the first of anything, you understand what it's all about. So let me ask you, what gave the ability to Sar Shel Esav to even damage Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, Tiferes, Yaakov Avinu, we're all Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, could be damaged by Sar Shel Esav even a little bit. How did he have the ability to do that? So I'm going to tell you something that I only can say, because I saw it in the Svarno, I saw it in the Tolz Yaakov Yosef, I saw it in various Svarim, because I wouldn't talk about a Yaakov Avinu like this if I didn't see it in those Svarim. But they say as follows. The very famous pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach by that fight, and it's famous because it was turned into a song, Vayavosar Yaakov Levado Vayavik Ishima. That it was when Yaakov was alone, Vayavik Ishima, that the Sar Shel Esav fought with him. So most of us understand that and remember the storyline. He was physically alone, right? He went back to get his pachim ketanim, his little jars, he was alone, and then Sar Shel Esav fought with him. The Svarno tells Yaakov Yosef, tells this is the essence of what that whole fight was about and how the Sar Shel Esav damaged him. He wasn't just alone physically. He was even spiritually alone at these moments. Whatever this means, and for those moments, Yaakov didn't feel close to Hashem. For those moments, he was alone. He wasn't with even Hashem. Vayavasar Yaakov levad, he was alone. And then, Vayavik Ishima. Meaning what? The only time we could be damaged by our enemies is when we're alone. When Hashem is by my side, I'm never damaged. And we have to believe that, we have to know that. And that's happened on Tisha B'Av, this lesson. And that's because Beis HaMikdash was a place where any of us walked into Beis HaMikdash and we felt Hashem by my side. You still feel it to some extent when you stand in the Kodesh Maravi. You can still taste it. You couldn't deny, you couldn't not feel Hashem by your side. You couldn't not walk and talk and just be with Hashem. And when that was destroyed, that was the hirchuk, that was the distance. When there are times that we feel alone. And come Shabbos Kodesh, again, I have that das. I know on Shabbos, I feel different. The moment Shabbos, I feel that. I wake up in the morning Shabbos, and you don't have to tell me it's Shabbos. I feel it's Shabbos. Feel Shabbos, you just know it. You walk around, you feel it. It's not just feeling Shabbos, it's feeling Hashem. And there's no levado. I'm not alone. And that's how I build geula, and that's how I uproot a Tisha B'Av. Shabbos Kodesh, so there is no Tisha B'Av this year. And our avod is to take that into the year. Our avod is to see this connection between Beis HaMikdash, and there's so many connections between Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. We all know the 39 malachos that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos are learned from where? From the Mishkan. Those avodas of the Mishkan, either building the Mishkan or in the Mishkan, it's a discussion, machloikas, but in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, was the menorah. How do we bring in Shabbos at the beginning? We'd light neros. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim had to wear special begadim, the chavadol sefaris. What do we do special for Shabbos? We have big day Shabbos, the chavadol sefaris. In the Beis HaMikdash, what was the ikar avodah? Eating karbanos. And those karbanos had part of them breads, and those karbanos had wine. We make kiddush, we have amotzi, we have meat. What else we do? We daven on Shabbos. We don't just daven like we daven all week. On Shabbos, we're singing throughout our davening, right? What was the avodim beis hamikdash by the levim, the shiros, shpachos? So we see everything on Shabbos connected beis hamikdash. We're living beis hamikdash. Kilu nivne biyamav. And Hashem wants us to know that. You see, in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Shemayim, and what's the first thing he tells us about? The first thing! Shabbos Kodesh. Sheish Yom Tes Malacha. And right after that, Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan. Because they're one and the same. That's our das, that's our knowledge that we're with Hashem. We have to always know we're with Hashem. And not just on Shabbos. The avodah is to live Shabbos so strongly and then carry it into the week. And uproot all galus. And have binyan beis hamikdash always. And my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Baruch, this story I've shared hundreds of times that I heard from him. And I think about the story most days of my life. And he told us once how there was an almana, there was a widow. There was a widow. They came to my Rebbe. Mamish was tears streaming down her cheeks. She was married over 50 years and she lost her husband. And she was so sad, so down. And she was crying to the Rosh Hashiva how alone she felt. And he offered her many words of chizik and inspiration. And then as she was about to leave, he said to her, I want you to do something. I'm giving you a little bit of an assignment. When you leave here, I want you to purchase a little notebook and a pen. And wherever you go, have it with you. And whenever you start to feel Hashem in your life, a story, something happens to you that you feel Hashem, write it down. Keep a log. You, your children, keep a log. And then whenever you start to feel a little bit alone, pull out that notebook and read it back. And realize you're never alone. Because Hashem is always by your side. Hashem is always with you. When you have Hashem with you always, there's no churban. Because churban is distance from Hashem, is vayivasar Yaakov levado. That's the only time when I can feel damage in my life. With Hashem by my side, I can get through anything. Any trial, tribulation, challenge, anything. I'm in within the gullus of the world, I could still be living a state of gula. If I'm a Shabbos tikkiyid. If I uproot Tisha B'Av because it's Shabbos, because I have that das. And I carry that into the week. It doesn't just have to be Shabbos. Shabbos is only the beginning, but I could carry it into the week. Each and every one of us. You know, there's a chazal, there's a gemara. And the gemara says, a very famous gemara, it's a gemara in Shabbos, that if Klal Yisrael keeps two Shabbosos, we'll be zoichid Mashiach. We'll be nigolin, we'll be redeemed. And everybody asks, why two? Halavai, we should keep one. Shabbos project, one Shabbos. Halavai, one Shabbos. Why not, if it has to be more than one, we think three. Three is what we call a chazaka. Is substantial, right? Why two? So I once saw from the Nesiva Shalom, the son of Rebbe, he said so beautifully. So sometimes we call Shabbos. And sometimes we use the word Shabbos to refer to a week, a Shavua. Is called Shabbos. Like by Sfiris HaOmer, we say Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. Seven complete weeks. The word Shabbos could mean a week. The word Shabbos could be what we call Shabbos. He says, you know what it means? When we keep two Shabbosos, it's when we keep Shabbos, and we take all the inspiration, all the chizik, and all the closeness to Hashem from that Shabbos, and then keep the whole week with that inspiration the same way. mean the Shabbos of Shabbos, and then the Shabbos of the week. And those are the Shtei Shabbos of Bin Gula. So Mir Tashem, each and every one of us. What a year where Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. A year where Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, where we're not going to have, and we're not going to fast, we're not going to have a Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av. Because we don't need to, because I'm a bardas, because I'm with Hashem and there's no churban. Now we understand. And that's why there's no Shavu Shechalba. But our avodah, Mir Tashem, through that is to completely be oikar Tisha B'Av, we're going to have Gula and be dancing. But if we're not Zoicha, let's pull Shabbos into every week of our lives and feel Hashem by our side. Shabbos can be the key. Shabbos will be the key, but it has to then continue and be so much more than that. I shared a story with some of the younger campers earlier in the summer. I read this earlier this year. There was this family. There was this family, and the family was not religious at all. Was not even traditional at all. Literally ate on Yom Kippur, nothing. But they had a daughter, and they wanted her to have some sort of Jewish background, not religious background, Jewish background. So they sent her to Hebrew school. And she would learn the history, and learn different things. Truth is, the mother thought it was cute, the father was pretty fed up with it, didn't like it at all, but let it be for the mother. One week, this little girl came home and said she learned about lighting Shabbos candles. Could we light Shabbos candles? I want to light Shabbos candles. And the father didn't want to bring religion into their lives. That wasn't what they were about. But eventually, the girl was crying, this little girl, so the mother allowed her to light Shabbos candles. Just that one Shabbos, let her light Shabbos candles. What's the big deal? We're not keeping Shabbos, we're not having a Suda, we're gonna be watching TV like any other Friday night, but let her. And she lit the girl herself lit Shabbos candles. And after a week or two, the mother said to herself, you know, if she's lighting Shabbos candles, how could I not light Shabbos candles? I know I'm supposed to, I know it's right. I'll just light candles. We're not gonna do more than that. I'll also light candles. So the mother started lighting candles. But then after a couple more weeks, the mother, and then speaking to the father, they felt like awkward. They have Shabbos candles lit. They're not having Shabbos suda. They're sitting watching TV. At least, you know what? Let's at least Shabbos day. We'll do our thing. We'll still do what we're doing. Go to drive to the beach. Do whatever it might be. Friday night, while the Shabbos candles are lit, let's have a suda. Let's try to keep Shabbos. Let's do it. And each few weeks, they added more and more until today. They're completely shomer Torah mitzvahs as family. It's a true story. Where did it all start? The Das of Shabbos. When you start to feel Hashem in your life through Shabbos, it has an effect on so much more. That's just the beginning. And it brings Geula to the Shabbos of the week as well. So Bez Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoicha. In a year like this, where again, like we said on Tisha B'Av, we're not having Tisha B'Av. We're feeling the Das of Shabbos. And Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Das, Kiyul Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. So each and every one of us should be Zoicha to feel that, to feel Hashem by our side, to never be alone. To always feel Hashem in your life. And you'll know that if you always feel Hashem in your life, there's never churban. There's only gula. And that zchus will be zoicha, not just to our personal gula, and our personal Shabbos of Main Olam Haba, but with zoicha liyam shekula Shabbos, with binyam beis hamikdash, with gula shleima, b'mehera v'yameinu. Karov mamash.